know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. Going down for
coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Johnny Manziel era has begun in Berea. Mike Pettine naming Johnny Manziel his starting quarterback for the rest of the season. The coach informing both Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel earlier this morning that it would be Johnny taking over the rest of the way. And from Josh McCown's comments yesterday, he basically laid out the case for why Mike Pettine should make this move. And Mike Pettine making the move official today. Johnny Manziel, from his rookie year to his second year, has seen his completion percentage go from 51 to 59. He has seen his yards per attempt go from 5 to 7.3. He's seen his touchdown interception ratio go from 0 to 2. To 5-2, and clearly progress coming in the form of his best game as a professional, 33 of 45 for 372 yards, one touchdown, one interception, three rushes for 17 yards as well. And the Johnny Manziel, it's something that I have been advocating for a while. We wanted to see him. Now we've gotten the benefit of two games, so we'll see if he can stay healthy. Obviously, an 8 consecutive game stretch to close out the season should give you an idea of what you have with him at quarterback. And I know, Matt, yesterday after seeing Pittsburgh, you had seen enough as well. Comments that were echoed by Josh McCown, comments that were echoed by Joe Thomas about Johnny Manziel taking over. Today it becomes official.
Well, it's about time, even though I've been on board for about 24 hours.
Yeah.
I do believe so. After the the way that everything is shaken out, it makes complete and total sense to do this. And in some cases, having been a player and understanding the mentality of coaches with what's on the line for them, especially at this point in the football season when you're 2-8, I wasn't so much against Johnny Manziel. I was siding with Mike Pettine, the head football coach of this team, and understanding the rationale behind not playing Johnny Manziel, but why playing Josh McCown. Because every decision Mike Pettine makes, or every personnel move of who's up and who's inactive or up on Sundays, every play call filters through those headphones on game day. And his name and his legacy as the head football coach of the Cleveland Browns is linked to those calls, to these players, and to very difficult decisions. And I think Mike Pettine just wanted to be absolutely certain that when going to Johnny Manziel, that it was not one of those situations where you go flip-flop, back and forth. And I think after the Steelers game, so we'll say the first half, even though you dig into some of the breakdowns of the plays in the first half of Cincinnati, you have seen Johnny Manziel, quote-unquote, be successful to a certain extent as a quarterback in the NFL, so much so that it gives you an opportunity to win around him as a team.
Absolutely, and you talk about that Cincinnati game, but that Cincinnati game becomes a slightly different context when you realize the week before, the Bengals held Ben Roethlisberger to 10 points. The week after, they held the Houston Texans to 10 points. They held the Browns, of course, and Johnny Manziel on that Thursday night, a short week, to just 10 points of offense. So it puts a little more perspective on that. And Johnny Manziel, in a most recent comparison, would be the Cincinnati game versus Pittsburgh, where Cincinnati put up 16. You know, I'm sorry, and Cincinnati put up 16 on Pittsburgh. So it's just an interesting kind of dichotomy. You see that he's kind of in the ballpark with these other teams. Had Travis Benjamin not dropped that touchdown, what did the Browns score in that game? They score 16
right.
points.
Quarterback QBR completion percentage is a little different. You know, had the game a little bit been a little bit closer down the road, would we have been able to run the football instead of force him to throw it consistently throughout the end of the game?
Yes, an interesting day for number 22 overall picks at quarterback by the Cleveland Browns. And the same day that Johnny Manziel is named the starter for the Cleveland Browns, Brandon Weeden released by the Dallas Cowboys. Now, this show will be all about Johnny, all about the decision. We will hear from head coach Mike Pettine, his press conference, talking about that. But more importantly, we will have Johnny Manziel live in the Dog Bowl in studio with us, with Matt and myself today, to discuss his promotion and elevation to the starting quarterback of your Cleveland Browns. We'll have Pettine's presser that he just finished in the media room as soon as we have that available. We will also have Johnny Manziel live in studio for his first word since finally being named the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. And Matt, I think he earned it with his performances on the field and the massive steps he has taken forward, the clear progress. You can argue, well, the bar was so low for him. And you know what? Maybe it was, but this was a guy who had the biggest transition of any quarterback in the NFL and came in. And last week, the first half against Cincinnati, he did it mostly out of structure. But last week, what he was able to show in structure, in the pocket, in the flow of the offense against the Pittsburgh Steelers was very, very impressive. And I think really showed a lot to this team. Not only that, his toughness, the face mask, he bounced right up from that. 6 sacks on the day. I thought he did a great job. And hopefully we can see more development and growth. I said all along, looking at those mistakes, for everybody who wrote the articles, Bleacher Report, that article, everybody wanted to talk about it, or maybe it was Sporting News, whatever it was.
SB Nation,
that article, going through his inadequacies in terms of finding players in rhythm in the structure of the offense, missing the reads that an NFL quarterback has to make. I said, that is the best teaching tape he could have. I want to see him play. He got that opportunity and capitalized on it and showed real tangible progress in doing his job from the pocket, which he must do to be a long-term successful NFL quarterback. It's but one step. He has not by any means arrived, but there certainly was a positive step that you could see with Johnny Manziel, and his reward now is to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns for the rest of the 2015 season.
And you know, for me, even just going off the field, and Mike Pettine had said along, you know, throughout training camp and early portions of the football season that Johnny just needs to be one of the guys, one of 53 that make up part of the Cleveland Browns. And if anybody treats him differently, you might treat him a little bit differently because he's a quarterback, and that's obviously a position of focus in the National Football League. But just be one of 53 doing his job, preparing as a professional, growing in this system, being only his second year and the limited opportunity he got last year, give him that time. And I think the way that the things have shaken out with Josh McCown, and as you've said multiple times, nothing against Josh McCown, but it's the play around Josh McCown, the play around the quarterback position now that Johnny started 2 football games, that has really led to the demise of this football team and the reason why we stand at 2-8. So from Mike Pettine and taking that coach's approach that I take in saying what I say or believing what I believe is, I really feel like, yes, Johnny now deserves to show it on the football field, but had Johnny not been doing what Johnny needs to be doing, you know, as a member of this team, being a good leader, being on time, being personable with his teammates, leading by example, showing up to meetings, participating in meetings, you know, yearning to understand and grow as a professional, whether he was starting or not, is part of the reason why it makes it easy now that the table's been laid out with Josh McCown, you know, hurt for the 2 weeks, and Johnny seeing growth from, you know, starting against the Bengals to starting against the Steelers. That growth, along with everything that happens behind the scenes, is most likely what made this a very easy decision for Mike Pettine.
And also, I would add that I think the professionalism of Josh McCown makes this an easier decision for Mike Pettine. He understands, talking about Josh McCown, what he has to do and what his role is. And I can tell you from being on the sideline that in the game against Pittsburgh, there was no more vocal or engaged supporter of everything that Johnny Manziel did than Josh McCown. That guy is a class act and has been an asset to this organization in terms of his play on the field and what he does off the field and what he does that many of us don't even know about in the meeting rooms and with Johnny Manziel. You give a lot of credit to Kevin O'Connell. Yep. You give a lot of credit to John DeFilippo, who successfully worked as the quarterback coach just a year ago with Derek Carr in Oakland. But you've got to also give a lot of credit to Josh McCown. That's something we'll touch upon with Johnny Manziel when he joins us here in the Dog Bowl.
Absolutely. And that, to me, And I've said it before, even yesterday, when I kind of gave the the green light to go with Johnny moving forward. It's, we all knew in signing Josh McCown that we didn't overpay for Josh McCown, and we knew that in some cases he could potentially be the backup, you know, to start the season of the Cleveland Browns, but was going to play that mentorship, leadership, you know, push you along and learn the ropes and create that and shorten that learning curve for Johnny Manziel so that when he got the keys to the vehicle, he was ready to get in and put pedal to the metal. And I think now that he's no longer the starting quarterback, you can honestly say, and as I talk about investments and return on investments, Josh McCown's, you know, the return on Josh McCown's investment that was made by the Cleveland Browns in regards to the money that we paid him is not going to stop.
No.
You know, just because he's not in uniform or he's not starting for this football team, it's the what he can give Johnny Manziel to help him continue to take compound steps towards becoming a week-in, week-out starter and flourishing quarterback in the National Football League.
Absolutely, and that's certainly what we will hope happens here over the next 6 weeks, because now you have the opportunity, and that is what we want to know. We want to know, what do we have in Johnny Manziel? He's earned the opportunity to have that question answered with his performance on the field, and that, I think, is the most exciting part about it. No longer, and it's been a few days, but no longer do you have to worry if this is a locker room issue, etc. It's clearly not. He has done a very, very good job right now of performing, improving, and showing demonstrable in progress.
Who?
As a
what?
Quarterback in the National Football League with what he did from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh. And now what he needs to do, build on that until it becomes second nature. He's shown he can do it. That's the exciting part. And now he may take a few steps back before he takes leaps forward. But the fact that he took what I would call a massive leap forward in 1 week is very, very encouraging. And you certainly hope that he can continue that going forward. When we come back, we are going to take your phone calls, get your reaction. 216-578-0850 still to come. We'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, about his decision. And we will hear from the new starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns himself, Johnny Manziel, live here in studio in the Dog Bowl in Berea. If you got questions for Johnny, tweet them to me, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_daily, at Matt Wilhelm 57. Use the hashtag AskJohnny, and we will get to those when we return. All right. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the Johnny Manziel era underway here in Berea.